Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bacholas.
Hola.
Okay, so I work for a pretty large pizza chain, and I work in the transportation department, which means my semi guys, they basically take all the ingredients, the dough, et cetera, and they take it in a semi-truck to each franchise. Right. Well, one day one of my guys calls and says, hey, they have way more empty trays than I can fit in my trailer. Can you come help me pick up some empties? So I'm like, sure, you know, no big deal, I'll come help. I get there, and they have just stacks and stacks outside their door, which is not typical, but, you know, whatever. So I go, and I go to grab the stack that's supposed to be empty, right? And of course, it's been raining, you know, it's kind of humid outside. And I go to pull the stack, and I instantly know, like, something's not right. It's way heavier than what it should be for a stack of empties. So I go to lift, like, the middle tray in the stack, and I look in, and instantly it's just covered in mold because they had left dough in there sitting for who knows how long. And I go to shut the tray, and instantly it, like, spits back at me.
Yep.
Some mold particles. And it, of course, because I'm short, goes straight in my mouth.
Ah.
Yeah, I start, like, coughing and gagging and cursing all the words. And my driver, who's standing there to the side of me, starts dying laughing. And he's like, oh, was that tasty? And I was like, I could kill you right
now. So was it like a dough ball that grew and then like filled with like moldy juice? Is that the idea?
Yeah. So when we deliver them, they're, you know, uncooked, fresh, cute little dough balls. However, because this had been sitting for who knows how long out in the humid rain, it had kind of morphed into one giant moldy, like flatbread, essentially.
Okay.
And, yeah, just when I went to shut that tray, because if they're moldy and they have dough in them, we can't take them back in our trailers because, you know, cross-contamination thing.
Sure.
So as soon as I went to shut it, I just happened to get so lucky that...
yeah, it's like a whale on the beach at that point, man. It's just waiting to blow.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, pretty much.
The exploding dough.
As soon as I opened up and gave it some air, it was like, poof.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I mean, I figured like New Orleans and Baltimore kind of
place. Right, but the thing is, you don't know until you look at it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You can't avoid, like, she's right. Like, once the air hits it, now this thing, it wants to blow, right? But you don't even know it's there until you lift something to look and you identify it. You have maybe 2 seconds to get away from it because it's going to blow, man. It's just,
poof.
Yeah, it's just a quick thing. How many times do you feel like moldy bread that you didn't realize until after you've taken a bite?
Oh, I've done that.
Right. I haven't done it lately because now I check thoroughly. But same thing with cheese. I did this maybe 3 months ago. Cut off a piece of cheddar, pop it in my mouth, and instantly, man, something's wrong. I actually look at the block, and I'm like, there is mold in my mouth.
So is it white or green?
The mold is green, but it has like a... If the green is the crater, kind of the event horizon of it, it's white.
All right, my grandma used to cut that off and eat the cheese.
Mm-hmm. We did. When I was younger, we did, and my parents...
So I'm sure that's not advised.
Well, because once you see mold, it's...
My understanding blue cheese is mold.
Right, but that's a different kind of mold.
That's a different kind of mold. My understanding is like...
If you can see it, it's contaminated.
It's contaminated the whole thing that's covered in mold.
For the most part. However, I have heard with cheese, you can cut off the mold and it's fine.
My grandmother,
so where did you hear this from?
Yeah, you convincing us or yourself there, Mike?
Yeah, you know what? That's fair. But I've heard it from multiple people.
So you and my grandmother.
A lot of people
you and my grandmother
cut off the mold.
Our team cut
off
the mold.
Everybody's saying it.
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, I've done that. I'll admit, I've done that. I've cut off the mold.
I've too. I'm saying, is it okay to do that?
I think so. I believe so.
I don't think it is.
I do believe. Hang on.
Look, it depends on the size of the block of cheese.
I mean, look, we're all still alive, so it can't be that bad. But I kind of investigate the rest of the cheese because sometimes there'll be green
God
on the cheese,
it.
But the outside is
okay.
I think Mike is right. You can often cut off mold on cheese and safely
and
eat the rest.
Just put that phrase on repeat, Ted, because you say it a lot.
Yeah, Mike is right.
I'll just get it as a drop. Use it as a drop.
All right, hear me out. It also says, though, depends on the type of cheese, the extent of the mold.
Well,
growth.
Sure.
What does it say about the types of cheese?
Basically, like, look,
cheddar's the one I think most of us want to know.
If you have a hard cheese like cheddar, Parmesan, Swiss,
but if you have a slice, forget about it.
And it's just one little spot. There's basically cut it off.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay.
I will say I remember we were walking the dog one morning and I was a little bit strapped for time, so I grabbed a bagel that I was just going to raw dog it and eat on the way.
All right.
And I took a few bites into that thing and then I started getting that dirty taste.
Oh
and
no,
I looked
man!
Down, sure enough, it's just moldy all throughout.
How much had you eaten?
Yeah. I had eaten, if you're looking at it like a clock, I've taken 2 hours off of it.
Okay.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can just eat a bagel without toasting. It amazes me.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
you
not.
You wouldn't go raw on a bagel?
Oh God, no.
No.
Mike,
would you ever go raw on an English muffin?
Yes.
Really?
What?
It's better if you toast it and put butter and jam on it. However, yes, I would.
Mike, you have no idea how many times the three of us had this conversation in the office. I'm with you.
Thank you.
If it,
what's
like,
bread?
When I was a kid, you'd get bagels. You just put cream cheese on them and eat them.
Yeah.
You'd only toast like if it was, I guess, like a breakfast sandwich.
Oh, I always toasted them.
Yeah, I know. You guys, I'm like, no, I don't think there's anything. Like, if somebody said to me, hey, do you want a bagel? I would just start eating it.
I would guarantee, I think it's 75% toast, 25% raw.
Okay.
If you're to poll people.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's probably about
it. It is better if it's toasted. That's not the conversation here, is would you eat it untoasted?
No. Never.
I mean, I could,
God,
but
like
I wouldn't.
Button.
No.
No.
Dude, trust me, I don't know why. You're just never, we've had this conversation. To me, unless I'm eating a bagel sandwich, it should be untoasted.
Yes.
And then I'll add the cream cheese.
What?
No.
Yeah.
I'll go converse of what you said for the English muffin there, Ted, because I will say, like, I wouldn't normally eat an English muffin untoasted. However, if it's on a sandwich, I would have it untoasted.
The only vehicle remotely like this that's okay is a croissant. Either way is fine.
Yeah, croissant, just hand it
to me. That thing's the winner. But bagels, no way.
No difference.
What?
Yeah.
There's no difference.
Yes.
Bagels are more dog treaty in the sense when they're not... But they're not toasted, where a croissant is roughly the same no matter what. It's a light, flaky happiness in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And I love bagels. I just need to toast it.
It has to be toasted.
Has to be.
It's disgusting if it's not toasted.
Yes, correct. Not disgusting. It's just not something I want to eat.
No.
It's not that it tastes much different. It's just the consistency.
Would you put butter on an untoasted bagel?
No. Like you said, you put cream cheese.
Okay. I don't know why. Right. I wouldn't put butter on it. I put cream cheese.
But yeah, once the butter's got to melt, so you got to toast it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you put cream cheese on a toasted bagel?
Sure.
I do, but I don't like it.
You prefer butter in that case?
I don't like it as much, because then it, like, well, I like a lot of cream cheese.
Okay.
And when it's hot, it kind of melts a little bit.
Sure,
exactly.
Sure.
And a cold one, like you do the bagel and lox all the time.
Correct.
Yeah. Untoasted, I'm sure that'd be fantastic.
Oh, no. Remember the one, I went there when it was still open, I got cream cheese and lox sandwich, right?
Sure.
I didn't give them one. I just assumed that they would toast it. I couldn't believe how quick I got it. I get to work, I go to take a bite, and I'm like, what the F, man? Untoasted. With the cream cheese and the salmon. And it ruined my day because I had to scrape all the crap off.
But the fact that they served it to him like that, without it being toasted, validates your theory.
Thank you.
Because no one in their right mind, I cannot imagine, would never give you lox with an untoasted bagel.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that wasn't even a possibility.
That is pretty wild, to be honest with you. That's wild.
Well, obviously, it's something that's normal.
I'm on the other
somebody.
Side. To me, if I have lox and cream cheese on there, I'd be like, why did you toast it?
Really?
Seriously.
It's cold cream cheese and cold fish. I don't want anything hot around it.
It's like a hot fudge sundae, man. It works together somehow. You know, you put the hot fudge in the cold.
But cream cheese and lox sandwich, just like a hot fudge sundae,
brother. Remember
that. Absolutely.
Carve that in stone.
Oh, God.
Intentional or not, what did you get a taste of? 206-803-ROCK.
My stomach hurts just thinking about it. You're like, you know what? Let me get a bagel and lox and sundae.
Now the crap's coming in.
God.
Ed McMuffin is not toasted.
Correct.
Bull crap. It's toasted.
I think it depends on where you go.
It's McDonald's.
It's awful squishy.
It's toasted.
It's awful squishy. Miles.
It is squishy.
It's squishy,
I don't
but
know
it's
if it's toasted or not, but yes, it's definitely
if it's
squishy.
Toasted, it's like it's quickly toasted. Run over the fire,
they would
man.
Never give you an untoasted English
My
muffin.
Ass, they would.
No, the English, even they are not that bad on their food.
Mercy.
I mean, they made a muffin.
Golly.
I don't know, man.
Turning his nose
That's
up at
horrible.
A $2 sandwich.
Jesus whiz.
Well, still, man, and what's weird is most of the time that I make a sandwich, I don't want my bread toasted. When it's a bagel, I absolutely want it toasted.
Even if you're making a sandwich?
Yeah.
Ha!
If I'm going to put a sandwich on a bagel, toast the bagel. If I'm just at home making a sandwich, you don't need to toast the bread. I don't care.
Okay.
Like, if you want to, fine. If you don't, I don't care.
Got some hot takes in here, Ted.
Yes, the English muffin at McDonald's is toasted. That's why it's toasted.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Look, it's toasted.
I'm telling you, man. Get breakfast tomorrow morning. Tell me that
you can get it untoasted. You can ask for it. They say you can ask,
but you have to ask, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Otherwise,
that
just
barely
toasted.
Counts. As all right, we're getting way off track.
But
man.
Just one more question: you go to a bagel place,
right.
And you're going to get a turkey sandwich on a bagel. Do you think that's toasted?
I asked for it toasted. Yeah.
Matter of fact, McDonald's puts
again.
Butter.
I think it should be untoasted.
That's so weird to me, man. We are so opposite on
McDonald's
this.
McDonald's Egg McMuffin features a freshly cracked grade A egg placed on a toasted
English
muffin topped with real butter, lean Canadian bacon, and melty American cheese.
Yeah, I'm sure $14 an hour is making sure to get everything all perfectly right.
Yes, yes.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.